Like the Rebbe Parachas Mishnah Yudal, V'chein Shtei Titot, Zu Keneged Zu. And so too, if you have two balconies that are facing each other, you have two houses that are on opposite sides of a chasa. The two houses face each other, and there are balconies sticking out from both houses above the chasa. And the chasa that's between the two houses is divided up. Part of it belongs to one house, and the other part belongs to the other house. And the part that belongs to each house is less than 4 amos by 4 amos. And they did not make an error between them, so it would be forbidden to carry from one chaser into the other chaser. The residents of one house would not be allowed to carry into the part of the chaser that is owned by the residents of the other house, since they did not make an error between them. Miksasan asu uka, umiksasan lo asu uka. Some of them made a pit in the ground of the chaser, and some of them did not. The residents of one house made a pit in the ground of their chaser. And since their part of the chaser is less than 4 amos by 4 amos, it would be forbidden to pour water from their house into the chaser without making a pit, like we had previously. That you're only allowed to spill water from your house into the chaser, into chaser that leaves 4 amos by 4 amos. And in this case, since their part of the chaser is less than 4 amos by 4 amos, they cannot spill water into the chaser without making a pit. So they went ahead and made a pit into the chaser, while the residents of the other house did not make a pit on their side of the chaser. The residents of the house that made the pit in their chaser, they would be allowed to pour water into their chaser on Shabbos, and since they made a pit, the water will run into the pit and will not run into Rishus HaRav. While the residents of the other house that did not make a pit on their part of the chaser, they cannot pour water into their chaser on Shabbos. Now, even though the residents of the house that did not make a pit in their chaser, they still should be allowed to pour water into their chaser, as even though they didn't make a pit. But since the residents of the other house made a pit, the water that they spill into their chaser will not run into Rishus HaRav. Instead, it will end up in the pit on the other side of the chaser, as it's all one big chaser. It's just divided up between the two of them. And since the residents of the other house made a pit, when they spill water on their side of the chaser, the water, instead of running into Rishus HaRav, will end up in the pit on the other side of the chaser. So it should be mutter to pour water into their chaser, even though they did not make a pit, since the water would not end up in Rishus HaRav. However, since they didn't make an error between them, and it's forbidden to carry from one chaser into another, the Rabbanan did not allow the residents of the house that did not make a pit to pour water into their chaser. The reason being is because if we allow them to pour water into their chaser by relying on the pit that the residents of the other house made, maybe they will go take the water and bring it to the other side of the chaser and pour the water directly at the edge of the pit. And they'll forget that since they didn't make an error between them, it's also to carry from one side of the chaser to the other side of the chaser. And if we allow them to pour water from their house into the chaser so that the water will run into the pit and the other side of the chaser, they will think that they can also carry the water in their hand and pour it directly into the side of the pit on the other side of the chaser, which of course is forbidden since they did not make an error. So therefore the Rabbanan said that the residents of the house that did not make a pit on their side of the chaser would be forbidden to pour water into the chaser on Shabbat, since their part of the chaser is less than 4 amos by 4 amos. So the Rebbe in Paratat Mishnah Aleph, Kol Gago Seir, Rishus Achas. Uvavai Shalo Yehei Gago Bo Asar O Nama Chasar. All the roofs of the town are considered the same Rishus. And you can carry on Shabbat from one roof to the next, even though you have made no error, as long as one roof is not 10 tefachim higher or lower than the next roof. And the roof of the house is a Rishus HaYachid, as long as the house is at least 10 tefachim high, and the roof is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So therefore, since each roof is a Rishus HaYachid, you're allowed to carry from one roof to the next. Now, even though you didn't make an Erev, according to Rabbi Meir, no Erev is necessary to allow you to carry from one roof to the next, since roofs are not used that much. To carry from one house to the next is also without an Erev, since the houses are used a lot. However, a roof which is not used that much, no Erev is necessary to carry from one roof to the next, according to Rabbi Meir. But if there's one roof that tends to come higher or lower than the next roof, you would not be allowed to carry from that roof to the next. The reason being is that according to Rabbi Meir, if you have a mount or a pillar inside of Rishus HaYachid, and the mount of the pillar is at least 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 by 4 tefachim, since the mount of the pillar has a din of a Rishus HaYachid, you would not be allowed to take something from the mount or pillar, or to put something on it, even though the mound or the pillar is inside a Rishus HaYachid. So there's nothing wrong with taking something off or putting something on the pillar, since the pillar is inside a Rishus HaYachid and the pillar itself is also a Rishus HaYachid. However, the Rabbanan decreed that you can't take something off or on a pillar that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, lest you have a pillar that's in a Rishus HaRabbin. And since the pillar is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, the top of the pillar has a din of a Rishus HaYachid, and you might take something off or put something on the pillar, even though it's in a Rishus HaRabbin, and then you would be carrying from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabbin. So the Rabbanan said that even if the pillar is in a Rishus HaYachid, you should not take something off or put something on the pillar, and that way you won't end up taking something off or on the pillar if the pillar is in a Rishus HaRabbin. So too, if you have a roof that's 10 tefachim higher or lower than the next roof, according to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbanan decreed, you cannot carry from that roof to the next. The Chacham disagree with Rabbi Meir. According to the Chacham, just like you can't carry from one house to the next on Shabbos without an Eruv, so too you cannot carry from the roof of one house to the next without an Eruv, and each roof is considered its own Rishus, and an Eruv would be required to carry from one roof to the next, according to the Chacham. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, Ve'echad Chaser, Ve'echad Karfifo, Rishus Achas L'Kelen Sheshavtu L'Toicha, V'lo L'Kelen Sheshavtu B'toch HaBayit. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Meir that you can carry from one roof to the next without an Eruv. However, he is more lenient than Rabbi Meir. First of all, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can carry from one roof to the next, even though one roof might be 10 tefachim higher or lower than the next roof. And according to Rabbi Shimon, not only can you carry from one roof to the next, you can carry from a roof to a courtyard to a carpet. A carpet is an enclosed area. As all of these things have a din of a Rishus HaYachid, and you can carry from a roof to a courtyard to a carpet, and so too you can carry from one courtyard to the next, or from one carpet to the next, according to Rabbi Shimon. And since all of these areas are Rishus HaYachid, and they're not used that much, so according to Rabbi Shimon, none of these areas require an Eruv to carry from one area to the next. They're all considered the same Rishus regarding utensils that were inside the chatzar or the carpet or on top of the roof when it became Shabbos on Friday night. However, with regards to utensils that were inside the house on Friday night when it became Shabbos, you would not be allowed to carry the utensil from one chatzar to the next or from a roof to a chatzar. And if you had a utensil that was in the house Friday night and the house had made an Eruv together with the other houses in the chatzar, so that would allow them to carry the utensil from the house to the chatzar. However, you would not be allowed to go ahead and carry that utensil from one chatzar to the next chatzar, or from a chatzar to a carpet, even according to Rabbi Shimon. And even though Rabbi Shimon is lenient and allows you to carry from one courtyard to the next, or from one carpet to the next, however, that's only with regards to kalim that were in the chatzar or in the carpet on Friday night when it became Shabbos. However, kalim that were inside the house on Friday night when it became Shabbos, even though they made an Eruv and you're allowed to carry the utensil from the house to the chatzar, however, you cannot carry that utensil from the chatzar to another chatzar, or from the chatzar to the carpet, or from the chatzar to a house, even according to Rabbi